Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
All right, welcome to today's episode. We're going to start things off with a couple of new premieres last night. Both of them were they're back-to-back on Fox. Gotham Season 3 was first, and then Lucifer Season 2 premieres was right after that. I didn't watch either one of these. Did you catch them, Tom?
I haven't caught them yet. I rarely get, with so many DC shows now, it's really tough to catch them all live. So, but Gotham Season 3 premiere and Season 2 for Lucifer, you can watch those on Hulu, I think. And I think you can watch them on the Fox website, but you might need a login for that. But those are the main legal ways to watch them.
Yeah. So I don't... Between those two, which one is more exciting for you?
Well, Gotham is more exciting. You never really know where they're going to go, but I think I like it better. But I binged on Lucifer this past summer, and I actually enjoyed it. It's not comic booky at all, mm-hmm. but it is just sort of an enjoyable cop show. So, yeah, it kind of sucks because now I've got one more show I need to keep up on.
Yeah, Gotham looks a lot more interesting to me, too. Obviously, just because, I mean... I've never read Lucifer. I don't know anything about it. And Gotham is easier for me to get into just because it's Batman's villain.
Yeah, it's definitely a different take on Batman, but it's actually enjoyable once you get past the beginning stages of it were kind of tough because it doesn't make sense based on all the Batman history, but it's their own take on it and it's enjoyable in its own right.
Yeah. I watched an interview, just a quick little interview with the writer, one of the writers, about what they're going to be doing this season, the different villains are bringing in, and piqued my interest. So I don't know if I'll get started on Lucifer, but I'll probably start watching Gotham now.
Yeah, they've got pretty much every villain on right. The show, so it's, or at least a version of them. So yeah. If you're a fan of the Rogues, it's enjoyable to see a different take on them.
Yeah. So moving on, yesterday, the CW dropped their Season 2 teaser trailer, which gives us our first look at Tyler Hoechlin as Superman, besides Supergirl. We both watched this. What'd you think of it, Tom?
It doesn't show much. It's only like 30 seconds of action. It looked fine. I like Supergirl, so it's interesting. You know, whenever Superman shows up, you have high expectations. I think he'll do a good job, but yeah, we were talking about the weird part where he just sort of jogs for a little bit before taking off. You'd think a superhero, if there was something urgent, they would just fly right away, or at least sprint and then fly.
Yeah,
but maybe he was surveying the accident or whatever was happening.
Right, because yeah, Superman doesn't have good vision, so he would need to slow down.
And right, yeah, jog. He's not very smart, so he needs to take his time. You know, the flight to the explosion or whatever he's going to isn't enough time. He definitely needs more time to look things over.
Right. But no, they showed like the space station. There was like a little flash of the space station. So I'm assuming there's going to be some
right.
Superman doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a space explosion or what's going on, but yeah. I guess we'll find out next month when it premieres in October. So
yeah,
on Monday night. So I guess we'll have to wait till then.
Yeah. I don't really have any strong feelings about Tyler Hoechlin. He looks like he makes a really good Clark Kent. I'm not sure about his Superman yet.
Right. Yeah, it's just jarring to see him look so short next to Jimmy Olsen. But, yeah. Or James Olsen, I'm sorry. Right. But yeah, I think he'll, you know, acting, you know, if he portrays the character is the most important part. So I think they made a good choice there.
Yeah. Does this James Olsen have a younger brother who looks exactly like him?
No.
Okay.
A younger brother, 10 years younger, who's a twin. No, that is just for Smallville. All right, moving on. The last thing we want to talk about, there's actually big news in the world of CW. If you're a fan of Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, or iZombie, gosh, 5 shows now on the CW. That's insane. If any of you remember, there was the end of last year, I think their contract with Hulu has expired as of this month or next month. So you can no longer watch new episodes the day after they originally air on Hulu. But the CW is actually doing a really cool thing. So now they're going to have their own apps that you can watch on pretty much any device. So they're already available on Android or iOS devices, as well as your computer. But you'll also be able to watch them for free on Roku, Chromecast, AirPlay, Apple TV, Xbox, and Amazon Fire TV. So if you have any of those devices, you can watch them for free. You know, they're ad-enabled, but it's a free way to watch them. And I assume they'll be up the day after they air, which is that's huge.
That's really exciting. I mean, this has to be the future of TV. Like, the CW can get away with it because they're smaller and they don't have the same agreements with cable companies that they don't have to charge as much. So they can actually start this. And I really, really hope that this spreads to other networks.
Yeah, a lot of networks have, not all of them, but some have, you can watch their shows the day after on their website. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's not a good way to do that on a Roku or anything like that. So I think they might be starting a trend if it works out well. And the CW tends to have a younger audience, so it sort of plays well with their audience. They tend to stream a lot more than watch live. So I think it's a cool experiment, and I hope it works because it's pretty cool.
Yeah. The worst thing about this is that I really have literally no excuse to not keep up with some of these shows because...
Yeah, that's right. There's like nothing stopping you from watching them. But yeah. And they're also, you know, they have the new deal with Netflix. So next summer, I guess, once the full seasons are ended, 8 days after that, the full season will be on Netflix, which is also brand new. Most of them would wait till the next season's premiering to debut. Like, I don't think The Flash is on season two of The Flash. I don't think it's on Netflix yet.
No.
And season three is within the next month it's going to debut. So that's big news. I think that's all we've got for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. And make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.